The deadline to file as a candidate in Skagway's municipal election is over. And a Klukwan resident is rescued after spending 2 days lost in the woods. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. On Friday, a Klukwan resident set out to pick blueberries in the Upper Chilkat Valley. When he didn't return, an extensive search began. After 2 days alone in the woods, he was found alive and well. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
When 74-year-old Valentino Buratin found himself lost in the woods, he didn't have any food or water with him, aside from a bucket of blueberries he'd harvested.
But blueberries, they're good, when you are thirsty, they don't satisfy you.
Buratin, a Klukwan resident originally from Italy, was berry picking near Porcupine Road and Sunshine Mountain, in a heavily wooded area around 28 miles from Haines. It's a popular spot for berry picking. Buratin had only set out for an afternoon trip, and that was on Friday.
I went berry picking, and at the end, it was about 5:30. I said, okay, I can go down. But instead of go straight down and follow the same trail that I had been coming up, I said, I can go down this way.
But the direction wasn't quite right, and instead of getting back down to his car,
I walked for 3 days.
Friday evening, Saturday, until he was found on Sunday. During that time, a lot of people got involved to help search for him. The police, fire department, and local residents from Haines and Klukwan started an initial search. Community members were present throughout the weekend. By Sunday morning, the Alaska State Troopers took over the overall search operation. The U.S. Coast Guard also was involved, sending two helicopter air crews from Air Station Sitka. A local search dog was deployed, followed by additional canines from Juneau. Search and rescue teams from Skagway joined those in Haines. The Skagway Fire Department aided in the effort, and so did Alaska Mountain Guides, a local tour operator. According to a dispatch from the troopers, Buratin decided to stay in one place and wait for help after becoming disoriented. Brad Ryan is in charge of emergency operations at the Haines Borough. He's there to provide borough support in situations like this.
The state troopers did a really good job of providing resources and coordinating the outside resources for the search effort. They got the Coast Guard search dogs, they got Skagway Search and Rescue here. And then I think the Haines Fire Department stepped up, set up an incident command post in town, and did a good job of handling the assets and the resources sent out here.
There were crews on the ground and in the air. Ultimately, Buratin was spotted and picked up by a Coast Guard helicopter. Buratin was found at Walker Lake, a good distance from where his car was parked. As he was spotted, he was in the process of writing a message.
So I was writing help, with the fern grass. I was putting it together, make bundle to write the help and put it there in the water. I made H, E, and I was doing pretty good doing the rest. But the helicopter came, so I didn't finish it. When I saw the helicopter, start crying, giving the praise to the Lord.
Buratin had been out harvesting blueberries, but he credits his survival to a different berry.
What saved me was eating the watermelon berry.
He says he ate them constantly, and they kept him hydrated. In a press release about the rescue, the Coast Guard offered a few more survival tips. Always carry a GPS and a map, and tell someone where you're going before heading out. Buratin says throughout the ordeal, he always believed he would make it out of the woods.
I had peace of mind throughout all things. And so I wasn't worried about anything. I knew that I was lost, but I would be found.
Buratin returned to his family Sunday evening after being seen by medical personnel. He was reported to be in good condition with no injuries. As for the blueberries he harvested, he had to dump them out to gather water in his bucket. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
The deadline to file as a candidate on Skagway's general election ballot has ended. Two seats on the Skagway School Board are up for election, as well as two seats on the Borough Assembly. Although no more candidates will appear on the ballot, there is still the opportunity for write-in candidates to run. School Board President John Hersher and Assembly Members Steve Burnham Jr. and Jay Burnham will seek re-election this October. Skagway resident Roger Griffin is running for Assembly as well. There is still one seat available on the school board with no candidates running for the position. Last year, Dan Henry was the only person to appear on the ballot for the Borough Assembly election, even though two seats were open. However, five people ran for Assembly as write-in candidates. David Brenna won a seat on a write-in campaign, and Henry won the other available seat. Mayor Monica Carlson also successfully ran as a write-in candidate last year. In June, the Assembly voted to amend municipal rules for counting write-in votes. Skagway Borough Clerk Emily Deitch explains that the old rules were written in a way that could have prevented legitimate write-in votes from being counted. This could have caused problems last year since there were not enough candidates on the ballot to fill the open Assembly seats.
Under our old code, there could have been a situation where the total amount of write-in ballots would not have reached the threshold to where we would be allowed to count them, even though we only had one person on the ballot for two seats. So we identified that issue, and it didn't happen, but we said we need to fix this before this next election, which we did.
Now, municipal code allows all votes for write-in candidates to be counted as long as they have properly declared their candidacy.
The only way that we would count write-in votes is if we have a letter of intent on file from a write-in candidate. So if a person does not file the letter of intent as a write-in by the deadline, we would not count any of the write-in votes.
Those who wish to run as a write-in candidate must submit a letter of intent to the borough clerk no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, September 28th. Along with the letter of intent, the candidate must also file a public official's financial disclosure statement. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.